Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke!
Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the big guy this afternoon. He is off working on improving some of our signals here that you're listening to on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM out of Madison. I'm holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's Near West Side. You're also listening to the program on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out in Waukesha, the eastern portion of Wisconsin with that 540 AM signal that's tuned up and ready to go, really. It's a great signal.
A grown human male needs about 2,000 calories a day.
I think Brian needs more than that, Evan. Come on, man.
What, Brian?
I'm joined by Evan on the board. Appreciate you, Evan, for filling in and helping me out with the production of today's show. And if you want to join me on the air, give me a phone call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. You can share your tangent with Evan and I. We'll be taking those calls all hour long. Got a number of Wisconsin headlines that I want to be able to dive into. And we'll get to those phone callers as they stack up. But leading off today, the story that I want to start with is a lawsuit that was filed earlier today by the Attorney General Josh Call. But before I dive into that lawsuit, I do want to give a reminder as well. Today is the final day to register to vote by mail or online in the state of Wisconsin ahead of the August 9th partisan primary. So if you are planning to vote in the partisan primary at the beginning of next month, today is the deadline to register to vote via mail or online. Wisconsin is a same-day registration state, so you can still register to vote online. Or excuse me, you can still register to vote in person with your local clerk up to the day of the election on August 9th. But if you want to do so online or via mail, today is your deadline to do so. So as I teased, we got a story over at the Wisconsin State Journal about a lawsuit filed today by Attorney General Josh Call. The headline over at the State Journal, Wisconsin AG sues 18 companies over PFAS contamination. So giving an environmental update for what's going on here in the state of Wisconsin, what the Attorney General is doing to hold these polluters accountable. Todd Richmond is the author of this piece over the State Journal. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit Wednesday seeking to force nearly 20 companies that he alleges contaminated the environment with chemicals known as PFAS to reimburse the state for investigations and cleanup efforts. The lawsuit filed in Dane County Circuit Court names 18 companies as defendants, including 3M Company, Tyco Fire Products, LP, and BASF Corporation. The filings allege the defendants knew or should have known that their products would have a dangerous impact on the public's health and environment. The lawsuit seeks punitive damages as well as reimbursements for the cost of the investigation, cleanup, and remediation. Quote, to this day, the state continues to take necessary actions to protect its natural resources and its residents from harm caused by PFAS contamination, the lawsuit states. The state and its taxpayers will need to spend billions of dollars remediating the dangerous PFAS contamination caused by defendants' wrongful, deceptive, and tortious conduct. The state lawsuit echoes claims made by Dane County and other municipalities who have sought to hold manufacturers accountable for cleanup costs associated with the use of firefighting foam. ChemGuard and its parent company in June had the Dane County case moved to federal court, where it has been consolidated with hundreds of similar cases. So that is what's going on with PFAS contamination and holding those polluters accountable here in the state of Wisconsin. This morning, Josh Call filing a lawsuit on behalf of the state looking to hold 18 companies accountable for potentially knowingly or should have known that the chemicals that they put into the environment would have a hazardous impact. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can give me a call. Share your tangent. 844-967-2789. You can be like our friend Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what's on your mind this afternoon? Oh, one moment, Jack. Let me just pull you up here.
I hear you.
There we go. We got you, Jack. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Well, you
Sorry, Jack. If you're talking, I have a feeling your phone connection up there in Merrimack is not as well as today. We're having a little bit hard time hearing you. Let me put you back on hold. We'll have Evan screen you and hopefully get you back on the air here with us shortly. But PFAS contamination. Knowingly, the Attorney General of Wisconsin is saying in this lawsuit filed in Dane County Court earlier today that these 18 companies knowingly or should have known the dangers of the chemicals that they had put into the environment here in Wisconsin. And they're looking to hold them accountable because the state plan will need to spend billions of dollars to be able to clean up the PFAS contamination. PFAS is a large subset of chemicals commonly known as forever chemicals because they do not break down in nature. They are chemicals that are working to, you find them in substances anywhere you see nonstick or water resistance in the materials. And so they're used in numerous products around all types of manufacturing, and they're everywhere in our water here in Wisconsin. It's going to cost billions of dollars. This lawsuit is alleging that it is going to cost billions of dollars to clean up the PFAS contamination in the state of Wisconsin. And it's looking to hold these 18 companies responsible for that contamination. Jack, Evan tells me we got you back here. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Well, I'm still having a little trouble hearing you. I hope you can hear me okay.
I can hear you all right, Jack.
All right. As you pointed out, when you open that
register. But all right, Jack, unfortunately, I am having a hard time hearing that. All I heard was open and then a bunch of other things. So I'm going to have you call back, maybe try a different line. Otherwise, we'll see what Evan can do to fix the phone lines. 844-967-2789. You can call or text that number. Evan will read the text on air if you are texting in. But you can share your tangent with me on the line, 844-967-2789. Evan's going to be working hard at that. But PFAS contamination, getting back to the story over at the Wisconsin State Journal, 3M communications manager Sean Lynch said in a statement the company acted responsibly and will, quote, vigorously defend its record of environmental stewardship. 3M communications, Robert Nelson, a spokesperson for BASF, one of the other companies named in the lawsuit, doesn't believe the lawsuit has merit. Media officials for Tyco didn't immediately respond to messages seeking comment. PFAS is an abbreviated and goes into talking about PFAS and forever chemicals. The State Department of Natural Resources Policy Board adopted limits on PFAS in drinking and surface water in February. The board refused to impose limits for groundwater, leaving the chemicals unregulated in wells. Roughly a million Wisconsinites, this is outside of the piece, but roughly a million Wisconsinites depend on groundwater for their source of drinking water in the state of Wisconsin. So nearly a million Wisconsinites that depend on groundwater as a source of drinking water do not have a standard practice for what level of PFAS contamination is acceptable in groundwater wells here in the state. And so the Natural Resources Policy Board and the DNR have really failed, in my opinion, the nearly 1 million Wisconsinites that depend on groundwater for their source of drinking water. And so we've got this story is an update. I have a feeling the Attorney General's lawsuit on behalf of the state of Wisconsin is probably going to go in a similar direction as the Dane County lawsuit. As this piece mentioned, the Dane County lawsuit was moved into federal court, into a class action-like lawsuit with hundreds of other municipalities around the country looking to hold manufacturers responsible for PFAS cleanup. So I have a feeling the state of Wisconsin will be, this lawsuit will be facing a similar fate as the Dane County lawsuit. But it's interesting to see that the Attorney General is taking action and looking to hold these manufacturers accountable. Because again, the largest business lobby in the state of Wisconsin looking to defend manufacturers and allow them to be able to have the ability to discharge PFAS contaminants into the environment with impunity. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is defending several different manufacturers, and I believe one of the base defendants there is a dry cleaning company, for the ability to be able to discharge PFAS chemicals without having to be forced to clean them up, and being held legally responsible for those cleanups, because WMC doesn't want its businesses to have to clean up those efforts. They don't want to have to spend the money to clean up the PFAS contamination. They believe the taxpayers of Wisconsin are the ones that should be taking care of that, because they don't want accountability on behalf of their members over at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. They also happen to be coordinating. We found out through text messages that lobbyists over at WMC have coordinated with Frederick Prenn to continue on his seat, despite his term ending May 1st of last year, continue on the Natural Resources Board, preventing a majority of Evers' appointees from being able to take over and set environmental policies in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent with me, 844-967-2789. That number is open for talk and text. You're listening to Dueling Tangents on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, as well as the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha. Devil Radio here in Madison. I'm holding down the fort in the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Going to dive into a number of other Wisconsin headlines and taking your calls, 844-967-2789. Dueling Tangents will be back shortly. Oh, yeah.